can't really hurt what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugged in my ear.
It's the 18th edition of the Can't Hear What Jeremy Says podcast with renowned Avalanche insider Adrian Dater. And in this edition, AD and Reagan Smith talk about the news of an Avs player contracting COVID-19, how the playoffs may be handled if there were to be no fans in attendance, and Dater even talks about writing video game recaps during the 2004-2005 lockout. The duo finish it off talking about the Avs' latest transactions. All that and more coming up, but first, here's your host, Adrian Dater.
Reagan, I wax and wane between feeling hopeful and positive and joyous about the fact that we're all still here on this mortal coil and have things to look forward to and hopeful and this thing's going to end, and then boom, I read it something on the internet that I shouldn't have, and back to being, you know, doom and gloom Dater. Welcome to the podcast, by the way. Welcome to the Can't Hear What Jeremy Says podcast, brought to you by Total Beverage and Benders. See, that sounds hopeful, right? That lilt in my voice. But, God, see, this is what it's been like, though, right, Reagan Smith? The waxing wane of hopefulness and despair over what our near-term future is. How are you doing, son? Welcome to the podcast, and how's your life going right now?
Well, I feel healthy, so that's the big positive right now. But, yeah, no, it's one day it's like, oh, things kind of look a little bit better. Something's happening in other parts of the world that look a lot better than the next day. It's, oh, by the way, U.S. is now number one in the world for cases. You're just like, well, back to square one.
Yeah, number one in the world in cases, and we have, what, one-third the population of China that already had it? Not going to get political here, not on this podcast. It's plenty of blame to go around, probably, on all this stuff. But what are you going to do? You can't blame anything for a virus starting. You know, what are you going to do? You know, it happened.
We're in for the long haul now.
Again, welcome to the show, folks. This is episode 18 of Can't Hear What Jeremy Says. We're taping on a Friday afternoon, March 27th. I doing my part to stay away from humanity. That's probably a very good thing for the state of Colorado that I'm not out there mingling with anybody, because I'm 6'6" and have a pretty big radius now. I know I've definitely notice my waistline getting a little bigger in this thing, Reagan. my distance to people is getting closer because of my waistline. I'm not happy about that. I had a gym membership that I started right before this whole thing blew up, and I was really getting back into shape, you know. Great gym, Choose Fitness in Thornton. Really like going there. It's my first gym that I've actually been like, wow, I can't wait to get there. Except for
happy
when I was
to go
again.
Too.
Well, just because it's got a lot of fun stuff. It's got hydro massage chairs, which I really like. free, by the way, when you use them. And, nice. You know, a movie theater inside the place where you can do your Stairmaster or treadmill with a legit movie theater size screen. We're playing movies all the time. Fresh, yeah. Big movie theater, dark inside with big movie sound. I love it.
That's
I'm like,
awesome,
I can't
actually.
Wait to go to Choose. Yeah, I know. It's got a great sauna, hot tub, all that stuff. I should sign Choose as a sponsor, right? I should try to sell them a sponsorship here, the way I'm raving about them. But now that's taken away. I've been eating way too much, man. I'm trying to be good, but I've definitely reached for too many bags of, like, you know, cheese in my – and, you know, I blame – well – My wife knows that I don't want to eat that stuff, but if she buys it, she knows I will eat it. So I don't know what she's
trying. If it's available, it's getting eaten.
If there's a box of Cheetos sitting around, I'm going to reach for them eventually, you know. And so that's – been eating that. I've had I've had too many, slices of pizza, that kind of stuff. So we've had Domino's take out a couple times. Trying to support our local restaurants.
Right.
What's been getting you through, Reagan? What have you been doing during this forced time off?
It's been kind of going on walks and stuff along those lines, actually.
Walks, what's that?
Some point tonight, me and my father and a neighbor are going to go on our socially distanced walk that we've been kind of doing. We're finally, we've had a sweet, let yet, boo, I can't talk. Last night we had a social distancing block party, which was actually a lot of
Nice.
fun.
What is that like?
Well, all the families stick together, but everyone else sits at least 6 feet apart from each other. You all have some beers and just shoot the shit, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty cool.
It was nice. It was. I'll give it that. It was nice to have human interaction.
We've got a deck in our house, so I'm gonna cozy up some nice chairs and stuff and get our cushions out from the basement. I need to spend more time just sitting outdoors at least. I mean, I'm definitely cooped up too much.
You're right.
I do go to the store most every day. I find that one of the confusing things about this whole thing. All right. Not gonna get political, but why is it okay for me to go to a store when I can't otherwise go out anywhere else? You know, there's a lot of people at the store
Right.
still.
It's, yeah.
I don't get that part. I guess I just don't understand that part. But I also know that we're supposed to do what we're told. I definitely have not been out there mingling with any people lately.
Yeah.
Let's talk Avalanche hockey and NHL. News broke yesterday. Avalanche player did test positive for the COVID-19. The player, unnamed player, has not apparently has already had the virus come and go and is feeling great now. Your thoughts when that happened, Reagan? A little bit of a shocker to me, but I wasn't totally shocked because I knew that the Avalanche had been in some pretty hot spots for the
Yeah.
virus, including the Staples Center. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
So I was we had kind of what mentioned it that it wanted some, it that you hadn't gotten confirmation, but yet there was mumblings going around about others having it. And just I don't know. At Staples Center seems to be ground zero for everything bad going on in the sports world, so. It's not too terribly surprising, and I wouldn't be surprised as the weeks go on, we'll see more and more players get announced with it.
Yeah, the Avalanche aren't being very, they're not dishing out a lot of information during this whole thing, and that's to be
No.
expected. I'm not mad about it, but I don't know whether they won't answer this question so much that, and the NHL won't. Has every Avalanche player been tested? I guess that's an unknown question still.
Right.
They won't really address that, I think it's, the answer you get is like, well, we're doing our private things, and that's, that's nobody's business, really.
Yeah,
And
we're
we'll
taking
let you
care of
know
it.
if there's a player who has it. So, I'm certainly not going to go around digging on who that player was, and pretty woe to the media person out there who wants to name that player, probably too, if they ever do find out, if that player doesn't want it out, that is.
Right.
You can get your ass pretty nicely sued over stuff like that. There's Hippocratic Oath laws and stuff like that, medical disclosure laws that you can. So it doesn't really matter to me who it is. You can speculate all you want who it is. We don't know. The bottom line is, I'm glad he's okay. And
Right.
it doesn't seem to be an outbreak on the team. I think they would be honest and tell you if there were more than one player who tested positive.
I feel like they'd
So,
have to, yeah.
yeah, I mean, they have to. I don't think they have to disclose it, though. I've been told by a player that there's a player on another team besides the Avs and Senators who tested positive. And that comes from another player in the league
Huh.
who told a friend of mine who has no reason to lie to me that another player on another team tested positive. So that team has not
Said
announced
anything?
anything. No, they has not. And I have asked that team too, and I got no response. So, hey, I don't know how you legislate all that, and who cares really? Just hopefully everybody's fine
safe.
and safe. But boy, you know, I guess it brings up the question, though, like, would the Avalanche have to be a little more take a few more precautions if they came, let's say the NHL came back in 3 weeks, a month. You know, would the Avalanche be more liable in a sense, having a player who's already had the virus and maybe could have spread it, that makes people pause a little bit? I don't know. You know, that's a, I don't know, that's a bad
Yeah, I
question.
mean, if you had a player that tested positive, there's no way in my mind that the league or anyone else, if I was a player on another team, I'd be like, you better be damn sure that no one else on that team is positive, and that the guy who was positive is at full health and is tested negative again. Like, I would refuse, adamantly refuse to play if I was another player and I knew that.
Well, I know, and it doesn't,
But maybe I'm weird.
it's not, no, you're not. I mean, it affects everybody. One person gets it, it spreads.
Right.
Obviously, they've been away from each other for a bunch of, you know, what is it, 2 weeks now, officially, since the season came to a halt? I think it is,
March
I think
12th, my
it's
birthday.
two, yeah, it's 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah.
Boy, it seems like a million years, doesn't it? I mean,
Yeah,
it's only been
it's
2 weeks. We may have like another 8 to 12 weeks of this minimum.
at
I don't know how
least,
we're gonna
yeah.
get. Oh God. Oh, the
Not
thought
gonna
of
think about it, not even gonna think about it.
that. Oh God. I picked a. This is just. Yeah. Don't go there. Stay in the present, right? Yeah. I know. Don't catastrophize. Follow all your therapy sessions, Adrian. Of that you've learned, don't catastrophize. Look only live in the present, right? That's what I need to keep telling myself during this whole
Right.
thing, because
Yep.
I just got a bad, scary moment thinking about that. All right, yeah. So they, an Avalanche player though, that is, the Avs are one of two teams. Now, we can talk about the fact that they were in Los Angeles, where previously 8 of the 16 pro athletes that have been named as having COVID-19 were in the Staples Center between March 7th and 11th. The Avalanche were in the Staples Center on March 9th for the game against the Kings. Yours truly was there too, along with a game in San Jose the night before. That was arena was shut down promptly the next day.
They're like, uh-oh.
I don't know. I haven't had any symptoms, man. It's been 3 weeks now, so. If it spread wildfire, I guess, well, I'm not gonna say, I don't know. I haven't had any symptoms yet. I guess it can linger for a while, but usually they say symptoms come out within 5 to 6
2 weeks,
days or
yeah.
2 weeks tops. I don't know. So, yeah. But it, one of the articles I read though was that the Staples Center did do a pretty good job, apparently, that between. Like after March 7th game, I think when Brooklyn was in there, they did a really big scrub down of the arena, and I think
Good.
that happened right before the Avs played. So we were also told not to go in the locker room that game. You know, one of the things they
Probably.
said in the Avalanche media release was, anybody who's been around this player has been notified already,
Right.
and I wasn't one of those people notified, so. The Avs had, I think, three players come out of the locker room that night after that game against the Kings and talk. One of them was Landeskog, I believe. Was it Francouz, another one? Anyway, yeah, so we didn't. We stood right next to them, though. There was not a 6 foot distance.
Right.
I don't think they'd had the 6 foot thing implemented just yet. I don't know. I can't remember, but I know we were standing. I was standing right next to Landeskog for my interview. Well, I don't know. I think what sucks is that we're just sitting here waiting for
Yeah.
absolutely uncertain, have no idea what the hell's going to happen, and that's one of the hardest things to deal with. You always want to know.
Right.
When is this thing gonna end? What's our plan? When do we when can I look forward to on a date on a calendar and just get there?
Yeah.
We don't have that yet. So.
It's not even, to me, it's not even that. It's just let us know if you really are planning on continuing the season or not. To me,
Well,
more so than anything else, I would take that over a date so far, but that's not going to come for a while.
yeah. Well, let's get into let's take a break here and get into the na that on the next segment here. We there was some news, maybe not news, but just talk about how the NHL keeps preparing for contingency plans on playing the season. Let's get into that more after this break from one of our fine sponsors. Okay, so you're cooped up at home. You're under mandatory orders of social distancing. You can't go out. You're stuck at home. You're watching Netflix on end. You've watched seasons 1 through 8 of The Love Boat already. You need something to help enjoy the rest of your day. And sometimes that can be a nice glass of wine. It can be a nice craft beer. It can be several of those. Or it can be any other beverage. So here's what I'm saying to you folks who are all on lockdown right now. Let Total Beverage bring your favorite beverages right to your door by a well-scrubbed driver who will often bring it to you in most metro locations, free delivery. That's right, free delivery, most Denver metro locations. Within 2 hours, by the way. 2 hour free delivery. Now, what am I talking about here? I'm talking about the Total Beverage AD10 promo code that I'm offering you right now as a diehard Colorado Hockey Now podcast listener. The deal is this. Go to totalbev.com. That's totalbev.com. Throw in the promo code AD10 in the checkout box. It's very easy. It's got a line that says insert promo code here. Make a purchase of any purchase of $25 or more. That can be wine, spirits, beer, soft drinks, water, anything under the sun. They also have selections of snacks and stuff in there too, believe it or not. You can order some good salamis and cheeses. Order that on the website, totalbev.com. Throw in the promo code AD10 and $10 will be taken off that bill. So let's say you got a $28 order. It's now 18. No delivery fee. Free delivery in most Metro Denver locations. And just pay your sales tax on that. Maybe throw a couple bucks to your driver if you want. A couple singles. We can allow that. And it comes right to your door. So if you don't want to go out, you don't want to feel like a criminal going out of your house, going to the store to get your beverage needs, just have Total Beverage do it. They'll bring it right to your door. Simple, easy, convenient. Use the promo code AD10 and save right now. It's the best liquor stores and beverage stores in all of Colorado is Total Beverage. Two locations in Westminster and Thornton, 104th and Washington and Thornton, 92nd and Sheridan area in Westminster. Huge football fields full of beverages waiting to be driven right to your door. So take advantage of this deal, folks. This is a real legitimate deal. You're going to help out the podcast, the website. You're going to, with your patronage of this, this will help keep the lights on here for us if you do this deal. But more important, you're going to save for yourself. And you're also going to be doing the right thing by staying home. So this is a win-win. Take advantage of it right now. Let's get back to the show. Welcome back. Segment number two, Can't Hear What Jeremy Says. Reagan Smith, my erstwhile young producer, co-host with me. We're talking Friday, March 27th, the 2 weeks into our coronavirus break. Everybody on lockdown, everybody getting to really know intimately their things about their house that they never knew before. I definitely have learned more about my couch than I ever wanted to. Reagan, we had a little speculation yesterday about from the TSN insiders, Darren Dreger, Pierre LeBrun, Bob McKenzie, that the NHL keeps sort of looking into the future about playing this season still. One of the things
right.
that I learned was now it's August that they're asking NHL arenas to keep dates open. Look, I mean, I can see how you can still have a season, even if you started like June 1st, right? That's still more than 2 months away of even
Yeah.
happening. You've got to figure that, geez, we've got to flatten more of the curve by then. And maybe we can just, take a calculated risk, maybe, to go back to playing the back to real life, and that includes sports and arenas and playing hockey games in front of people. So I'm hopeful in that sense, but I just keep coming back to the fact that like states like Ohio are just today saying that they don't expect the peak of the virus to hit till mid-May, and that they
Right.
expect 10,000 cases per day in Ohio. The Cleveland Clinic came out and said that today. That's a pretty reputable hospital, if not one of the best in the world. And then I
And I
think,
mean,
how are they going to play hockey then when 10,000 people a day are coming down with it in Ohio? How are the optics going to play on that?
right. And
So, waxing
then
and
you have,
waning, that's what I keep doing.
yeah, you have states like New Jersey, which announced yesterday that they're shelter in place is going until May 4th.
Ugh.
And it's just like, as those start to extend, that's when you really got to question it. But I think the NHL is going to be faced more with a fan backlash more so than anything else. It's like, if they say they're going to resume playing, I mean, are they going to completely get destroyed by critics and things along those lines? Kind of like what happened with Roger Goodell in the NFL when they announced that the draft was still going to go on as planned. I mean, look what's happening there.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'd be interested to see if the NHL decides to return, even if it's later, if people would still say, nah, uh-uh.
Yeah, it's just like the NHL is a little different from the other sports that it doesn't have as
Right.
much, money, and it's very gate dependent, and it's still
They
really
need it.
dependent on playoff gate revenues. That's where teams make, if any teams at all make a profit, it's usually from playoff gate revenues. Not always. I think most teams come pretty close to breaking even now with the salary cap. Not all of them, of course. Florida, sorry, not going to break even probably with their attendance issues. The Islanders. But, it's much better than it used to be for a lot of teams
Right.
because of the cap and the shared revenue, and there's downsides and stopgap loss measures and stuff like that. But it's still going to really blow a hole in the hockey-related revenue numbers, which is tied to how much players have escrow taken out of their paychecks for the next year. So the players want the playoffs. The league wants the playoffs to go on. They want they, you know, even if it wasn't without fans, I think there was a great idea. I thought, why not make a pay-per-view of the playoffs? I'd pay $5 to watch the
For
games. I'll have to, probably, if I can't go to the arena.
yeah.
But I'd pay $5 a game to watch the playoffs. Maybe they could make up a lot of that money on pay-per-view. What do you think?
I don't know. I think it depends on you think we'd have to really break down how much national TV exposure things would get and how much they're expecting to get, because it makes me wonder if you'd get enough influx of fans rating wise to where you'd almost not make up, obviously, because that's impossible at this point, but be okay enough to where, because everyone, once if playoffs resume, everyone and their mother that's a hockey fan will be flocking to that to get your own sense of normalcy.
Oh my
So
God. I think it's a great opportunity for the league.
yeah. So I don't know if you would make it go pay-per-view.
What if there's, I am a reporter. I should ask these questions instead of just throwing them out there blindly. Like, hey. But now that I'm thinking about it, maybe there's some legalese though that they can do a pay-per-view. What if the networks don't get their fair cut of that, or
That's what I'd be worried about.
how do you a pay-per-view operator is going to be a separate entity probably from a network that's going to
Yeah.
want to keep all the money for themselves, like a cable company, let's say.
Yeah.
So,
And NBC doesn't have a. Well, they do have a streaming service. Never mind. They have NBC
yeah,
Sports Gold.
and
But.
Comcast owns the cable operator system, and they are very tied to the NHL. Well, not in Colorado, but
One of the few, one of those few
Well, I
non
mean, Comcast
RSNs.
owns NBC, right? So
Right.
they have plenty of distribution platforms. To me, that sounds like a plausible solution. NHL games without fans, I think that would be a sell that they could make, and also say we're keeping people safe, but we're also giving you fans out there something to watch, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
Instead of going crazy watching
and
cat videos and that stupid tiger show on Netflix, which I tried to watch and thought
I
was stupid.
just heard about that and
Yeah, I tried to watch it and I thought it sucked, so I stopped like halfway through. I thought it was like, I don't know, it just didn't seem, it just seemed stupid and manufactured to me. A lot of people liked it, but no, not me. Anyway, yeah, back to hockey. I think that's the only hope we have, really, is sort of. I don't see fans flocking the arenas in June. I don't
no.
even think fans are going to want to go in June to games where they know they might get the virus, and it's still, you know, there's doctors out there saying, I wouldn't do it if I were you, but.
I would be shocked even to see the start of next season in any league start with fans. I think once we see
Yeah.
this curve flatten a bit, we'll take a period of kind of returning to normalcy, but yet leagues will say we're not going to allow fans in for at least a month or so. I would not be surprised to see something like that
Yeah,
happen.
and there's so many, like, I'm sure there's just a, I mean, I guarantee you, I know a few lawyers in my life, friends of lawyers, and I guarantee you there are a bunch of class action lawyers out there just licking their chops
Chomping at the
over something where maybe a league or a team decided to allow fans in when they were told maybe not to by doctors, and they did it anyway. And somebody gets sick and spread it around, a bunch of people get sick, that's class action lawsuit heaven, nirvana right there. So, and Gary Bettman of is a brilliant lawyer, down deep. He knows that too. So, now I'm pessimistic and the world is ending again. See, I go from this every hour. So I think that though, boy, the league really does want to get this playoffs in. They want some of that money.
Yeah, they
Otherwise,
want the money.
there is going to be a lot of escrow taken out of players' checks next year. Maybe they can negotiate that out. Maybe there's going to be a massive, you know, renegotiation of this deal, this CBA. I mean, you know, I think there would be case for that. Let's look at the owners though, what they have paid out with no revenue coming in. And I don't want to be accused of being Mr. Sympathy for the owners, right? The billionaires. But saw an interesting stat yesterday. I was reading the Sports Business Journal newsletter that I get, and they were saying that there's NBA owners may be balking at paying their last paycheck to players by April 15th. I guess is the date for that because I think they're losing $38 million a day collectively, the NBA owners, by having to pay players and not getting any
Staff.
revenue coming in on staff. So you add that up every day. That's a
Yeah.
lot of money. Owners said they were paying the players all the way through the regular season. They're taking a massive hit over this. They're going to want some of that money back too. I don't think they're going to be so forgiving to the players come next year on escrow time, saying, "Hey, we paid you when
No.
you didn't even play. Sorry, you're going to take your lumps." That's why it's like so. Of all the leagues to be hit by the virus, probably the NHL was the most vulnerable of the four major sports, and it's going to hurt more. It's definitely going to hurt more when it comes to money for the league and the players. But
Especially, I mean, what was the original estimates that cap was going to be? 81 to 84 mil? It's just like,
yeah, upwards of
man,
84.
yeah. And yeah, everyone was licking their lips at that. And now it's like, oh, that's gone.
It might be quite a bit, little bit less, yeah, quite a bit or a little bit, whatever it is. Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. My default always goes back to see you in September. See you in October.
Yep.
Everything will be shut down, and we'll just have to deal with it. 6 months of inaction, no hockey. Of course, the league has already canceled the what? The draft has been postponed.
Yup.
We
Every
admit
event in June.
it, right? The combine is postponed. The if not canceled, I forget what I think it's postponed. Everything's been postponed, but the World Championships are canceled. All the minor pro leagues have had their season canceled. All the major junior teams. So the NHL is like the last holdout, and for all the reasons we just discussed. I still
Yeah.
think, though, the more I think about it, I think isolate the players, make sure they're all tested. They're young and healthy, so they're not going to die anyway, probably. Let them play in front of empty arenas and let us all pay $5 on pay-per-view somehow and watch it. I think that's your like last resort Hail Mary solution to anything here. If you still want to crown an NHL champion, Stanley Cup champion, I think that's viable. Well, listen, you were talking
You
about
can't
some
really.
kind of simulation game.
Yeah, the way that kind of like teams are conducting themselves online with fan engagement.
Yeah, talk more about that.
I guess if we're looking at like silver linings here, it's been, I think, a lot of some teams' fan engagement, with a lot of them asking, well, what do you want to see from us as we kind of get through it? The Avs have done a really good job with altitude in terms of playing, re-airing games on game day. And been pretty active on social media, but a lot of teams are starting to adapt with the esports world, which is something that's honestly really funny to see, especially with like other leagues, especially Formula One is doing an e-racing league, so is NASCAR every weekend that's being televised. But there's teams that are like the Hurricanes and the Coyotes now that have gone out and actually every game night done a simulation in EA Sports NHL, and they'll do the commentary. They'll have the whatever regional sports networks graphics are on the screen and treat it like a real game. And they'll even tweet out the goal graphics or starting lineup graphics. And I don't know. I say what you want about video games and stuff like that, but I think if we're trying to make things feel a little bit normal, it's definitely done a good job at doing
Huh. Well, I have absolutely no
that.
video game interest anymore after playing Frogger probably in the 80s. But I could go to the kill screen on Frogger, by the way, in the old arcade game. So just so you know, I'm not a complete neophyte. But I don't know. I guess that's fun if that's gonna help people get through this. Sounds fun to me. Go for it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's less about the games being on and just kind of seeing that tweet pop up that says someone just scored a goal. It's like, oh, that's kind of nice to feel instead of just dead Twitter air.
When the canceled season of 05 happened, the paper had the brilliant idea, I say that in sarcasm, of getting one of those PlayStations together and having two kids come down to the paper and play each other, one being the Avalanche, one being that Knights opponent that would have been playing the game on video, and then me writing a game story about it. An actual like game story based on who, what
Oh.
happened and stuff. If anybody's got the Denver Post archives out there and wants to read some really awful,
That sounds like something
contrived
they'd.
stuff, that's there.
That's. Sounds like something you'd do at journalism school when you're trying to learn how to first write. It's like, well, here's a practice run through, write about
I
it.
guess so. I mean, I actually had to sit there and watch these kids play and jot down like it was a real game. And I quoted the players afterward, the actual. Well, actually, yeah, I do remember it was kind of fun at times because we did make up fake quotes from the players. Like the real players, the actual hockey players that were on a video screen. And we'd, I think Terry Fry had to write a few of them too. And of course we did pick like the most cliched quotes
Answers.
you could possibly give. Like everything was Everything it was like, if, let's say Rob Blake made a scored a goal to win the game. He's like, yeah, you know, Sachs gave me the puck in a great position. I just got her on net. And, you know, we'll take the 2 points, eh? You know, or with
get
lost,
pucks deep.
Like, gotta get pucks deep. We gotta get pucks in the net. To keep it simple next time, and hopefully we'll get the next 2 points, eh? So that happened where we did freaking all the games, I think. I mean, it was like every other day I was down on paper watching kids play video games. I'm thinking, God, I went to journalism school.
For nothing.
But at the end, too, we gave away the PlayStation to some grand prize winner or something, all the kids who played. And, whatever gets you through, man.
Yeah, right? Whatever keeps at least some sense of normalcy, even if it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, the Avalanche, it's just so tragic, though, when you think about what could have been if there's no season. We've talked about this on the last podcast or two, but gosh darn it. Really,
any other season.
Yeah, why didn't this happen during the 16-17 season? The 47-point season. Why didn't that happen then?
That's because the Avs would have finished with like 35 points, and they would have been the laughingstock for the rest of the forever.
Well, what I'm saying, yeah. It's like,
but yeah, no.
We would have been like glad the season would have ended. Like, see you next year, right?
Not,
right?
Not the season that the Avs are legitimate cup contenders for.
Cup contenders with young, hungry players who are all coming back from injuries.
Actually, I do have a question.
Yeah.
We've been talking about we've kind of mentioned the idea of an expanded playoff series. Do you like that idea of a 2014 playoff, which I think is much, but B, do you think it gives some teams that have to play before an advantage over, save a top, what is it, eight teams in the league? That's the one big glaring question that popped into my mind is like, what if these other teams are broken and ready to play?
Yeah. Good question. Good question. I could see that being a concern for the teams that aren't playing, but I think that would just have to be one of those things where you say, hey, that's life. Sorry. You know, we got to do something here. We got to figure out a way. It's not
you
fair
want
to the teams.
Or not.
It's not fair to the teams that would have been cut out if they didn't get a chance to play in. Just like it may not be fair to you that you have to sit out an extra few days and practice while these other teams play their way in.
It'd be cool if they allowed exhibition matches, actually. That'd be neat.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they had something like that, really. I mean, they're going to have at least a week of practice.
Right.
And maybe there would be. But I don't see how you do that really viably. How you're going to have to fly a team in and play an exhibition game. Probably.
Right, and who
games.
Wants to risk flying, even if it's a charter?
Yeah.
Unless it's necessarily have to.
Yeah. Oh, so many unanswered questions, right? It's
no closer to knowing.
No closer to knowing. We have no idea. Basically, everybody in the league that I talk to is like, we have no idea what's going to happen. It's all dependent on this virus and what happens and how we deal with it. Period. Bottom line. End. Full stop. And that's hard to deal with because you always want to find a solution, especially, you know, us Americans, we're always looking for ways to solve things, you know, and get it over
right.
with. It's like we can't do anything except what we're doing now, which is like nothing.
Sit back and wait.
Sit
yep.
it back on our couch, which seems so antithetical to all our human desires to want to get out there and do something about it, you know. But really what they say to do is sit back and relax in your
right.
house and do nothing. That's the best. That's doing something.
That's the end of the second segment. Now we'll take a break and hear a word from our sponsor, Bender's Bar and Grill.
Hey, folks. Like a lot of businesses out there, Bender's Bar and Grill has been affected by the coronavirus outbreak. They are not open for business right now. But I want to tell everybody here that, you know, when this settles, we get back to normal, eventually I want you all to remember that Bender's Bar and Grill has been working behind the scenes to help as many people as they can. That can be food deliveries to people who need it, all kinds of things in the community they've done. That's why they earned the recently the Best of Westminster best sports bar and grill in the area recently. That was an official award by the city of Westminster given to Bender's. We all know Bender's incredible hockey bar, the best in town. Unfortunately, they are shut down right now, not just because they're a restaurant, but because they're attached to a hockey rink right next door. And that's just the way it goes. They're going to be closed until this thing is, until they're told they can reopen. So Bender's Bar and Grill is my favorite place ever to watch hockey and eat food and have drink and whatnot and carouse with friends who know about hockey. So say a prayer for Bender's, like everybody else in this thing. They are going to weather the storm. They'll be back better than ever when this is over. When they are allowed to open again, I will be there day one, and my first thing to do will be order a double helping of poutine. That's right, a double helping, because I need it. I can't find poutine anywhere in the area otherwise, and Bender's is the only place in the area that served it, as far as I know. So I have to wait for that as well. In these tough times, Bender's is premier destination for all hockey lovers in the area. It is 10701 Westminster Boulevard, right next to the Westin Hotel. You all know it. You all love it. When they come back, when we're all back to business, just save a place in your heart for Bender's. Tell them Adrian sent you. Tell your server the promo code word DATER. And your first beer or soft drink will be taken right off your bill, like always. Say hi to my friend, the proprietor, Jimmy Armstrong. He's weathering the storm just like everybody else. And, we all need to hang in there and just get through this. So save a spot in your heart for Bender's when this is coming back. I know they'll be there. They'll be broadcasting all the hockey games, as always. There'll be hockey out on the rink overlooking the bar. They will be numerous good times to be had still, to be had at Bender's. So that's it for now. Just let's get through this, and let's get back to the show.
I'll tell you, we can finish off here. I mean, sports media, definitely some growing nervousness out there among media circles about what's coming down the pike. People who cover college football, college basketball wiped out, no March Madness. What do those people do for their jobs? I mean, I think there's some cuts coming in the sports media business pretty soon, which is too bad.
It's brutal, but
yep.
I'm happy I wasn't graduating this semester. Mm-hmm. That is the thing that I am just so incredibly thankful for.
Yeah. I mean, look, but imagine that. I think
hopefully it gets better down the stretch. Hopefully by the time I
What if the NFL season is wiped out? Kirk Herbstreit was saying today, I read a story saying he doubts that there will be an NFL season. He said there won't be any college football season either, Eddie, he doesn't think. Like, what are those writers going to do all
months?
Yeah,
no, he was super pessimistic.
Yeah.
Right about a simulated college football season, duh.
Yeah. That's people probably don't care so much about the inside baseball and media, but I do know people who do. So, I think there's going to be some pain coming pretty soon here for people who employ sports writers. Maybe that's one reason why I'm glad I made the journey to start my own site, where I'm not dependent on somebody else telling me I can't work.
Confined by that, so to speak.
Right. And that's one thing that I'm real happy about. I know my God bless my readers, our readers. They seem to be sticking with me and saying we're going to be there come renewal time and stuff like that. I really got to think there will be some kind of hockey by the fall. And we'll be back to doing what we do, you know. It's going to be a day where we all back to writing about hockey again and watching hockey games, but
right.
We have to get through this awful period of uncertainty and malaise. So, Reagan, that was a fun one, right? Are you feeling
right now? You just got to weather the storm.
Yeah, there you go. Weather the storm. That's right. Batten down the hatches, man.
Take on the world.
I hope I didn't just depress the hell out of everybody on this podcast, but look, we're in it. It is what it is,
everyone's,
right? Isn't that what Todd Bertuzzi said?
Everyone's in
Yeah.
Everyone's in uncharted territories at this point, so it's like we can say all we want, but until this blows over, we won't know anything.
Yeah. By the way, some people ask, you know, can you talk to Avs players, get their feelings? Now the answer is no. They won't make the players available to talk to us for some reason still. And that's just the way it is. The Avalanche are saying, you know, no player access right now. That's okay, I guess, as long as it's consistent or across the board. But, yeah,
it's kind of interesting.
A lot of people ask questions like that. Why can't you talk to Gabe Landeskog and get what he's – well – I guess because the team, and maybe this is, I have noticed some other players talking, though, like Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin are talking to media.
But, yeah.
Sorry, folks, we're just not able to get them on the phone right now. Maybe that'll change. Maybe that'll loosen up here soon, I hope. But I know I get a lot of questions about that, so there's your answer. The Avalanche do things their way, and that's the way it is. And I'm not criticizing him, really. I'm just saying that's the issue. That's the reality right now, right? So, Avs made a couple signings this week. TJ Tynan, $500,000 he's going to make with the Colorado Eagles next year, no matter what. Pretty good minor league money, man.
Yeah.
That used to be the NHL, like, that used to be a real NHL salary not that long ago. He gets $800 if he plays for the Avs. I guess I was a little surprised by that, but maybe not. He's been the leading scorer for the Eagles and didn't score for the Avs, of course. But no, I guess that's one thing that happened. The Avs signed Jacob McDonald today to a 2-year deal. Tell me real quick, Reagan, if you actually knew who Jacob McDonald was before that signing.
No. is the answer I'm going to give you.
42 points for the Eagles this year in 56 games. I got to admit, I didn't know a whole lot about him either. He was a guy that came over in that Florida trade last year, the trade with Florida.
Yeah.
So, hey, good for him. 2-year deal.
Yeah.
And
Some
money. We have some questions, too, that come in occasionally, like, what are they going to do about, you know, re-signing Burakovsky? Well, basically nobody, you know, the same contract. Nothing's going to change contractually for any player. Like, it's still – if the season ends, shut down, if that happens, then, you know, we move on to next year's contracts. That's it. You know, nobody's going to get an extra year or anything like that added on to their service. So the NHL is not going to be able to take away a year either, you know what I'm saying, on their eligibility toward free agencies. Nothing's going to happen that way. So it's just going to be business as usual once we get back to the hockey and contracts and stuff. You do wonder, though, if it's going to affect, you know, the guy like Andrei Burakovsky, let's say, whose deal is up, got to be an RFA, had a really good season so far, was looking to really cash in. I think he's making 2.5 now, probably looking at least 4 on his next deal. If teams don't have the money, and based on escrow and cap and HRR and all that stuff, and take a big hit, he maybe has to. The team may dig in and say, "Look, we can only afford to give you 3 now." You know, and boy, I can see some contract disputes happening because of this. That's one thing I think that is an unintended consequence. Is there are going to be more fights over money next year, especially among RFAs with their teams because of this, if the season's blown up.
Yeah, you'd hope that players would recognize the situations that they're in, but at the same
now,
time,
you're not talking about
they're players,
man.
And they're
going to
get
agents.
Their money.
Yeah, you're
right.
Talking about agents.
No one's gonna pull a Nathan MacKinnon and say, "Yeah, I'll take less to stay on the team."
Yeah. Not
and
a
I
chance.
Still don't believe him.
Not a chance. Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
We'll
Nathan's see, Nate.
I think he's gonna get his full share next time. But yeah, that's another thing. Well, all right, man. I think we've done this one long enough. Any final thoughts? What's your plan for tonight, man?
Hopefully, I think it's raining right now. If I'm not mistaken, I'm gonna go check out the window real fast.
Yeah,
it's not
really cold out again.
Yeah, it's gonna snow tonight.
Oh,
great.
God, that's right.
Jesus. Go walk before it all comes down. Actually, maybe snowing right now, but
yeah,
just trying to stay active. Get out of the house at least a little bit, because last thing I want to do is go stir crazy, and I'm already at that point. So.
Yeah. Well, man, I won't let you keep you any longer. Don't go stir crazy. Just keep doing what you're doing. We'll get through this.
Hopefully one day at a time.
Hopefully we'll have a little more positivity to talk on the next podcast. I truly hope so. I really hope we'll have a better – every week that goes by, we're going to get a better understanding of this thing. So let's keep the faith. Let's hope this – my voice is a lot cheerier next podcast, all right? And thanks, everybody, for listening. I want to tell you that you can always subscribe to Colorado Hockey Now. There's a deal right now, $10 off. Just go to the website, hit subscribe button. You can get a full year for $19.99 instead of $29.99. You will save money doing that. And, you'll also help keep the lights on here. So if you're a fence sitter out there, we will whenever, we're going to have content no matter what, but I'll tell you what, man, we were ready to go to DEFCON 2 on playoff coverage. And whenever we get hockey back, it's going to be full bore. Anyway, thanks again, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
That does it here for us this week, but join us again next week as we all continue to weather the storm.